Y'all all right?
Yeah.
Hep Steph. All right. Well, we're going to give you a thought tonight, and I hope it'll help you a little bit. Hope it'll encourage you a little bit and make you think maybe just a little bit, maybe. Christmas time, and this is not just a Christmas song or a Christmas message, but I hope it'll be a message that'll help us all as a church. And I've just had a good day. This has been a good day for me. I've enjoyed, I probably enjoyed this Christmas already more than I have in several. And I've enjoyed getting together with family and last week and then this week. And I enjoyed this morning. I enjoyed the kids. I enjoyed them before Sunday school and got the tail end of it when they was getting on the bus after church was over. I enjoyed them when they was upstairs. It's been a good day. I enjoy seeing you. I enjoy seeing you in church. I enjoy you smiling. I like to hear you clap your hands, tap your feet every now and again. Ain't gonna hurt you. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it. And sing praise to the Lord. All right, everybody all right? Well, let's pray together just for a moment, and then we'll preach just a little bit, and then we'll face the week. Huh? Great thing this week. Think about it. Let's pray together. Father, you're so wonderful. Thank you for Christmas. Thank you for a Christmas Sunday. Thank you for Christmas carols and Christmas songs, and thank you for songs about you. And Lord, we get to sing them. They're just good songs. Lord, I appreciate the singers tonight and the music. And Lord, you're just so good to us. Appreciate the prayers, the testimonies. Appreciate just your blessing. And Lord, if we don't have nothing else, Lord, you give us far more than we deserve. And thank you for that. Thank you for a church. Thank you for people that'll come. Thank you for friends and family. Thank you for lunch after church with friends and family. And Lord, will you just good to us all day today? Sure do love you. Now, Lord, if you would, help me tonight. Help me to preach. Help me to encourage. Help me just to speak to, as you've spoken to me, Lord, just to do these very few thoughts. Lord, it's got to be what you do, not what I do. So, Lord, help us tonight, I pray. May we have power according to your will. And I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. We're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, which is a very odd place for a Christmas message, but we'll get to it there in a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is where we'll be in just a moment. I thought today, I don't know how you think, I don't know how y'all's minds work. Y'all know minds work, my mind works different. Y'all know that. And that could be good, that could be bad. But I have a brain. I have a traumatic brain injury. I have an excuse. And some of my friends here have excuses as well. Janie has an excuse. Aaliyah has an excuse. Rick Vance ain't here. He's got a lot of excuses. But Phillip's got an excuse. So some of us have medical reasons for the way we are, and some of y'all don't. Okay, but I thought today. Did you realize just how great the morning was? Really, you know, we're not a big place. We're not a big place here at Mountain State, but we have a great time here. I'm not a big preacher. I'm not. Well, size-wise, big around. But you know, we didn't have no mighty programs. There was no no big going on with all the decorations and everything. But I thought it was great this morning. I thought it was great. I thought the kids done a wonderful job. We're not a fancy church. And thank God we're not a fancy church, but you know, God seems to use us, and He uses church to get the gospel out, and And I don't know why that he shows favor the way he does. I hope we still magnify and keep magnifying his name. It's about him. It's not about us anyway. But I thought tonight we see things that some people might not think important. I think they're important. I think sometimes what we would think was insignificant is some of the greatest things. I'm glad we had extra fruit to give people. I think it's a good thing. I'm glad the kids got presents today. I'm glad they got treat bags. I'm glad they got cookies and brownies and little cakes and all those things. I'm glad they got oranges and apples and bananas. I'm glad they got these. They may not mean a lot to a lot of people, but I'm glad it was able to do that. I'm glad we got live stream. You know, that's probably the fanciest stuff we got. Live stream and a web page. We're uptown, ain't we, Jeremy? And did you realize Jeremy told me Wednesday night? You know, just Wednesday that during service, 500 and some people got on the web page just to view old services. Just Wednesday, 700. I think you told me all day long. Wednesday, you realize that we usually have 10,000 viewers on the web page every month. You understand? Now that's 10,000 different viewers. You understand? Sometimes there's 30 visits, but there's 10,000 different. Now that don't make sense. We're just a little place, just little people that the world don't even. People don't even know where Summersville is, you know. Since they don't do the speed traps no more, we're not even popular. You know, used to be, they always just said, oh, you live where they have the speed traps. But now, since they don't do that, very little at all, we're unheard of. We're just little. But can I tell you, that might not be a bad thing. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we'll give you a thought or two if we can. We'll read verse 27, start at verse 27 anyway. It says, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Sometimes being little and insignificant and not much is a good thing. Sometimes it's okay. Now, that don't mean that we can't fill the church house. The church is full this morning. We was back up to where we ought to be this morning as far as attendance-wise goes, and that's good. But, you know, we're still a little place. So if I can tonight, I'm going to preach to you about little people, little places, and little presents. Little people, little places, and little presents. Sometimes some of them things mean the most. Some of the things that's not fancy. I don't know of any parent or grandparent that would not rather have a homemade Christmas card than the $6 Hallmark cards that you buy at the storehouse. It's a whole lot better to have somebody try to draw a cross or a snowflake and write their name backwards. Have you got them kind of Christmas cards before that their name was wrote backwards? Ain't them the most precious? Huh? To hear singing, it don't have to be the greatest singing of the children, but to hear them sing. To me, that's the greatest. To me, that's the greatest. The homemade gifts that you get for Christmas, where they Elmer's glue and super glue, and they glue something together and hand you. To me, them are some of the best things that you could ever get. but they don't mean nothing to everybody. It's the little presents. You know, it's the little people that give them the little presents, and it's the little places. And I want us to think about that tonight. God uses the little things. He uses things that completely seem completely insignificant that nobody would think about. People, things, places. And it all goes with Christmas tonight. I thought I looked through the Bible this afternoon and I thought, who killed Goliath? Who killed Goliath? What was his name? The Bible says that he was a ruddy lad, a little fella. But God used a little fella from a little place. He was on the backside of the desert, in the back field. Got a little fella from a little field to come and do a big thing. And everybody in the world knows King David. Did you know that? Everybody does. The Jewish people have made sure, what is their flag? It's the star of what? The star of David. From a little feller out of a little field to come and do a big job. Yeah. I was reading about Gideon today, and Gideon, he was unknown. Yeah. Unknown, and God used him with 300 other men to defeat the whole army of Midianites. But yet, most people in any church, if you say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon, they'll finish it for you. But he was unknown. Little things. You know, I thought everybody knows who Moses is, right? Moses is famous. I mentioned him this morning. He's on the Hall of Justice and everything in Washington and on all that, the Supreme Court. But he was a little boy in a ark of bulrushes, stuck in a bunch of weeds that a woman found, and God used him to deliver Israel. Sometimes it's not the big and the fancy. It's not the well-known. It's not the mighty. It's not the rich that is used of God. And then when we come to Christmas time and think about little people, did you understand who got the word that the Savior was born? Who got the word first? Shepherds. Shepherds that not even are given a name, they're not given nothing, but the shepherds, as they were tending their flocks at night, that God made sure that they're the ones that knew first. I want you to understand, sometimes being little and in little places and unknown and not famous ain't a bad thing. Can I tell you? Think about that. We're just talking about little people, little places, and little presents tonight. That's all I'm talking about. You know, when I look about who was used to feed 5,000. Know his name? I don't know his name. Y'all know his name? Just a little boy. Just a little boy. Huh? Don't know where he's from? All I know, he was a little boy. Huh? Just a little person. We understand where I'm going with this tonight? Huh? And then I go back to the birth of Christ, and not only did an angel come to him and say that unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, they got to witness the host of heaven. Huh? Got to witness the whole host of heaven as they sung, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, all these great in the highest, all these wonderful exhortations. Little people. Little people. I just thinking about them kids. Them kids been on my mind all afternoon. And the blessing. I tell you who blessed my heart. And he playing on playing. Moose blessed my heart this morning. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Moose. I don't even know his real name. I couldn't tell you his real name. I just found out Baby Hawk's real name tonight. I didn't know her name after the baby old Cupcake told me. And I don't even know Cupcake's name. I don't. Little people. Names not important. Little people who are used of God. And I want to try to encourage you tonight that you don't have to be the rich and the famous, and you don't have to have your names up in lights, and you don't have to be from the great cities to be used of God and to be a blessing for God, to be a blessing from God. You don't have to do that because He uses little people. Uses little people. Who carried Jesus in her belly? She was unknown until the angel come and said, "Thou art highly favored among women." Nobody knew who Mary was. She may have been in the right lineage, but nobody knew who she was. In fact, they didn't even realize who she was until after she had the baby. Nobody knew anything about Mary. Huh? Can I tell you, sometimes God just uses little people. I look at all these little people around here, and these mighty men, they're young men. They're still kids, though, and to me, they're giants. I hope they understand that. To me, that's what they are. Little Stephen there this morning, he wasn't interested in singing. He needed to see Daddy and Papa over here on the side. You know, but I mean, what a blessing they are. You understand tonight what I'm trying to say, that when we have Christmas and little people, to me, are Christmas. I like the little people. Well, elves ain't big people either, you know. And Santa Claus's helpers are little elves. I'm just telling you, little people, sometimes they don't have to have the big names. Sometimes the people who are unknown, can you understand what I'm telling you? Sometimes the people that we teach are going to be mighty men of God. Maybe the women's going to be mighty women of God, be used of God. Do you understand that they might be the very ones that you teach, the very ones that you teach to sing and you support and back up might be the very ones that changes our part of the world for Christ. I was thinking about people today. I was watching a clip of Squire Parsons. Well, everybody here knows Squire Parsons, right? How many here can drive me to Newton? I mean, you can drive me. You know where it's at, but can you drive me to Newton? I mean, the rest of you can't? Why can't the rest of you drive me to Newton? It's just a little hole in the wall over across the hill from Wallback. Huh? But yet, everybody in the world knows Squire Parsons. Huh? But he didn't start out that. He just started out growing up in Newton Baptist Church, where I've held revivals and nothing fancy about the church. Church is not even half this size. Huh? Anybody know who Bill Gaither is? You know, Squire Parsons wrote 1,800 songs there about so far. A lot of good songs, Squire Parsons. But you know, he wasn't nothing fancy. He is now, but he wasn't nothing. Bill Gaither, you know how big a town Bill Gaither's from? It's smaller than Summersville. Smaller than Alexandria, Virginia, or Indiana, is smaller than Summersville. Not even a 5,000 people population. Huh? And he's wrote all the songs, most of the songs we sing for specials. He's sung, or he's wrote 85% of them. Huh? What I want you to understand is just little people, they may do big things and become big people, but God uses little people tonight. And at Christmas time, He used little people. He used Joseph. Anybody know Joseph's last name? Anybody know what happened to him? No record of him. But can I tell you that without Joseph working everything out to get Mary down in Bethlehem when she was supposed to be there, I'm only understand that God uses little people that nobody knows anything about, and there's no history about, and there's only assumptions. Right. Yeah. And God can use you too tonight. God can use you just as mighty. You say, well, I'm no good. I'm not big enough. I don't know enough. God don't ask you to. Huh? God don't ask you to. He just picks you and He'll use you and He'll get the glory out of it, because it says here, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. Little people used that He might get the glory. That's what matters. I'm thinking of Christmas. I'm thinking of our kids this morning and how I'm going to have a merrier Christmas because of our little kids this morning and our young people that had their part this morning. And if I don't have nothing else to say, that's, for me, that's even enough there, that they made my Christmas. These little people have made my Christmas. You know, I tell y'all about my little great-nephew, Asa. It was such a blessing. He stood up here this morning beside this post, and he's been able to come to church here the past few Sundays. And Mooney's been getting, what a blessing for me to have more of my family come to church. But Trista can tell you, and Cheryl Ann can tell you, if you ever want to see Christmas, look in His eyes. Because it's in His eyes. To see a Christmas tree, to stand and stare at the lights. And I just want you, I'm wanting to try to get you to understand tonight, we don't have to be fancy and big and famous to be a blessing or to be used of God tonight. Is everybody all right with that? God will use you, and you don't have to know up from down. You know that? God will use you this morning. So that's little people. Just little people. Then I think about little places. Little people and little places that are significant in the Word of God. Now remember, God chose the foolish things to confound the wise, the weak things to confound the things that are mighty, that no flesh should glory in His presence. How about a little brook? A little brook named Cherith. You ever read about a little brook named Cherith? It dried up. It dried up. But not until it proves that God has provision this morning, tonight. God's provisions are shown by a little brook Cherith that nobody knows where it's at. I don't know that anybody here could find it. I don't know that you could travel in another country and find the brook Cherith. I don't know that there's ever any water in it after it dried up. But it helped a man of God see the provisions of God, and little places like Summersville might show others tonight where the great provisions of God is still available this evening, and we need to think about that. Everybody's wanting to, I shouldn't say everybody, people today, they think they got to go to certain places. Well, can I tell you, sometimes the greatest blessings are in your door. Good examples for me, you know, the New River Gorge Bridge really don't impress me. And the reason being is because I watched it being built, and we traveled under it on the road, on Penn Station Road every week to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and we watched them do it all, and yeah, it was a big bridge. And I was in a car wreck. I got to travel across it before it was open to the public. Just opened the emergency vehicles, one side, the northbound or the southbound lane. They didn't have no banisters on the bridge. We went across the ambulance. Huh? Mean nothing to me. Don't. You know, people travel from all over the world to come to a little place that I was raised beside. We take for granted of the little places. I don't want us to take advantage or take for granted our little place here at Mountain State. our little people that was here this morning and the little place that God has given us to come and worship. Are you understanding? I believe God's given us a wonderful Christmas already this year by our little people here this morning and by the little place we get to come in and worship. I think it's a great place myself. Don't know about y'all, that's what I think. You know, the unnamed places, the unnamed places in the Word of God that great things happen. I don't know the name of the hillside where all the people were fed. I don't know the name of the hillside. But I do know that the Bible says, O Bethlehem Euphrates, thou small, insignificant place that God chose for some reason in His mighty, infinite power to have God come in the flesh in the little town of Bethlehem. Everybody understand, sometimes the little places mean more. The little people mean more, and the little places mean more. Do you know tonight that, and I'm going to say this, he ain't going to like it, but I'm going to say it. You know, there's a little town called Nowlin that ain't a handful there. But out of that little town comes one of the greatest Bible teachers that I've ever sat under. And nobody even knows where Nowlin's at other than us. Do you know us? Huh? A little significant place. Huh? Are you understanding? We better pay attention to little people and little places. Huh? Makes my Christmas better. Makes my Christmas better. We still okay? Little places is what I'm talking about. Jesus born in Bethlehem. Everybody knows where Bethlehem is now. Everybody knows all about Bethlehem. Everybody knows how great it is, but really wasn't nothing. It was really just a place where they kept the sheep to be sacrificed in Jerusalem. That's really all it was. It was really just a little hole in the wall where they raised the sheep and sacrificed the sheep. And that's all it was. Had no wealth, had no mayor, had no town council, had no stoplight, had nothing. Huh? But yet, it's where God comes. Can I tell you that God comes to your small place? Your little house, your little community, your little street, your little place and people don't understand. Huh? People don't know where you're from. People don't. But can I tell you that God can be there and use you and use where you're from just the same as He can the big places. And I'm glad for little people and little places. I'm just thinking about Christmas. I've just sat today and thought about Christmas. Little people and little places. That makes sense to y'all at all. And then I think about little presents. Little people, little places, and little presents. And I could go through. There's a lot of places in the Bible I could go, but I want you to remember now, verse 29 in our text, that no flesh should glory in His presence. God uses the things that's not going to get the glory, but it's going to bring Him glory. That's what He uses. Now, we didn't mention several times about that little boy. Huh? What did he bring? What was his present to Jesus? Just a little lunch. Just a little lunch. But can I tell you that story's been told all over the world? All over the world, that little present has become the biggest present. Huh? How about the widow and the mite? Huh? Her name's not given. Nothing in her history not given. It said a woman who had nothing other than that and the little mite that she put in, and the Lord said she has give all that she had. And she's given more than anybody else. But it was just a little present. Right? Can I tell you that that little baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, so tiny, so insignificant to the world that the world didn't rush to see it, the world didn't rush, heaven sounded out and said it was being done, but the world never come to see it. But it was the Savior of the world, and the greatest gift ever given to man was a little present wrapped in swaddling clothes. I think sometimes we think about the big stuff. We think about the big stuff. But it's the little things. The little people. And the little places. And the little presents that mean the most. You understand that tonight? Well, what about us tonight? Think God's ever used us? Think God can use little you? We did. Lindsay Steiner was able to be used tonight to play their guitar. But the world don't know Lindsay. Libby and Linda and Jimmy sung. There's a handful around that remember the Relators, but they're getting few and far between anymore. Lib, but God used you tonight. Chris Maria, everybody right here knows you. But you drive very far and they don't know Chris to rest safe. Huh? But he used you. Huh? Who knows where Servi's at? Huh? Yeah. Who knows where Servi's at? Huh? Who knows where the mouth of Coke Oven Holler is? Anybody here know where the mouth of Coke Oven Holler is? There's two or three. That's where Lindsay and Linda live. They're at the mouth of Coke Oven Holler. See, little insignificant places, little insignificant people that have little insignificant presence that is used mightily for God to bring God glory. And you tonight don't have to be fancy. I want to encourage you for this Christmas to enjoy what we got and enjoy what we can give. Because it don't have to be the big and fancy. It don't have to be the famous and don't have to be the rich. Because the little people and the little places and the little presents. See, I go back to the Christmas story. The little people, the shepherds that have not given their name, are the first ones to know that Christ is born. The little place called Bethlehem that meant nothing is where God come to earth to be born in the flesh. Think about that. Huh? And the little present that they wrapped in swaddling clothes, little strips of cloth and placed in a concrete. It wasn't a nice manger with hay and wood with a fire glow. You understand, it was a slab of stone cut out. You understand that's what it was for. About yay long, about that wide, about yay deep, out of rock. And that's where they put the rock of all ages. Huh? And they didn't even know it. And he was the little present. The unspeakable gift, the most greatest gift was the small little babe in a manger. So tonight, just want you to think about little people, little places, little presents, and remember that though you be little, I believe there might be a verse, let me think, might be a verse in Samuel that God told Saul that when he was little that he was used, huh? Long as he was little in his own sight. Y'all remember that verse? When thou was little in thy sight, they followed him. Tonight, we don't have to know your history and we don't have to know your address. God can use you tonight. Let him use you this Christmas. What do you think? Not much, just a little thought tonight. Of little people, little places, and little presents. Think about that. Can we pray together? Father, we've just tried to give as you've given me. And Lord, I'm glad for little people. You've warmed my heart today by little people. And I'm glad for little places. I'm glad for Summersville, West Virginia. I'm glad you raised me up in Winona, living in a little town called Mount Lookout. Nobody even knows where it's at. Thank you. Thank you that you're willing to use me. I appreciate you tonight. And Lord, for the little gift, oh, that's the unspeakable gift, the greatest gift of the world, Jesus Christ, in that little bundle of Christmas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Help us now to live for you. Help us to be more like you. Help us to have a Merry Christmas this week. And we're going to praise your most wonderful name. In Jesus' name, amen.